Guess who back on the line? Guess who's back on the air? Been a long time. Like Eric B and Rakim, has been a long time. But I had to sit up there and let you know. I didn't forget. I got a lot of complaints about that. So, yeah. So this is the Bison Clock Show. I'm Bison Clock. And I'm so not looking at this the right way, but hey, it is what it is. So, yeah. So how's everybody doing? I've been on the air. It's a new way I'm doing my podcast. I've been on here since, what, May? It's been a few things going on. A close person to me passed away. My good friend, mentor, Mark Allen Turner. May rest in peace. Somebody who taught me how to be a man. So, yeah. And plus, I just haven't been there to do it. Sometimes to do this show, you have to do it. I mean, there's no excuse. I have fans out there that like my show. And if I was in your shoes, I'm a fan of a lot of things. And when I don't know when it's coming out or when it's delayed or something, I get a little antsy about it. So, yeah. So I'm going to touch on a few things. You know, a lot has happened in these, what, 2 months? Yeah. So I could run this down. But one thing that brought me to this show, comeback, was, you know, I'm not going to go heavy into it, but I want to know, if you find somebody's wallet, okay, would you sit up here and you give the person back the wallet, and the wallet has cash in it, everything. When you give the person back, are you expecting for a reward? But the way I see it is, I'm not expecting a reward. It's good enough rewarding knowing that person got their ID and money back, okay? That's a good deed in its own. Now, if you expected a reward, you know, that's not cool, bro. That's, nope, not cool at all. Let me know what you think on that. No, because keep it a buck. I'm not going to go into full details, but I got scalded because I lost. You know, people who know me, I lose wallets. I got lucky this time. Shout out to the people who gave me the wallet. If I could at the time, I would have gave you something, okay? But I appreciate you doing that. And remember, when you do stuff like that, you'll get your blessings in return. Okay? But for me to get scolded about not doing it, saying that things are not going to go right, karma's not going to come. But see, I'm accustomed to people saying stuff like that because when people say stuff like that, that's just over the top. I feel like there's more behind that when people say a thing. I'll let it go. Lately, I've been experiencing a lot of cutthroat, a lot of shady stuff, and I'm not even mad about it. I actually accept it and love it. I love it. So, you know, I know I'm the first in my family to do a podcast. What else? The first in my family to actually be on screen. More than one thing done. So, I know I'm destined for greatness, but I'm not rubbing in your face. No, I'm not. I'm just being real. I am, like I said, I'm, until somebody does something, I'm the most talented person in my family. And there's no challenge or no dispute in that. Deal with it. Accept it. Okay, I accept a lot of things too. I deal with it. I accepted that the New York Mets suck. I've accepted that for a long time, for eternity. Just deal with it, bro. So we're going to move on to from that. That's just something dragging. So I was on Instagram the other day. And I heard my man OC. A lot of y'all, half of y'all don't even know who the mainstream rapper. Those really in the know their music. You know what I'm saying? OC, Digging the Crates. One of the most underrated MCs. He said that this is coming out through the mouth of Freddie Fox, a.k.a. Bumpy Knuckles. And it makes sense. There is no number one rapper. How can you say there's a number one rapper? Okay? There's millions of rappers on this planet. You can't just put that on, so it's not fair. Now, the Biggie, Tupac, all those guys, even some of the guys from my generation, okay, that's mainstream. They put that out there. They're out there. We don't know nothing about what's out there in these streets, so that's not that's the most logical answer I can think of. There is no number one rapper. Not at all. Period. Hands down. Like I said, I watched the BET Awards. Now, it was a pretty good show. They gave hip hop at 50 is representation. Half of the people in the crowd didn't know what it was, but hopefully, it'll get better. But I've talked about hip hop so many times on my show, the state of it, how bad it is. All I gotta say for hip hop at 50, I'm 43, so I got about 8 years of it. Alright, in between me and hip hop. So I got the best years of it. So, none of these young cats could tell me nothing about hip hop, because y'all stuff is trash, garbage. Like I told you, and I said it before, they need to get the garbage truck, pull it up to the studio or whatever, and just dump your shit in the trash. Because it's trash, garbage. Straight garbage. So what about those people who decided to spend $250,000 to go about 16,000 feet below the surface to to visit the Titanic? What in the holy hell you want to see a ship that you can see on videos or other things you can do? The Titanic. Come on, bro. Come on. And plus, when you signed a waiver stating that I will not sue the company, man, and the damn thing was put together in spare parts. Like, somebody put that shit together in somebody's backyard. Like, they actually went to Stanford and Son's backyard and built the submarine and decided to dip it in the ocean. Sad, though. Sad that one of the kids, well, not a kid, 21-year-old man, I was only, he was terrified to get on that thing. And he did it to impress his father. I feel for him. Because let me tell you something. I love my parents. My mother's not here. God rest her soul. But, hey, I'll find another way to impress. Okay? There's other ways you can impress your dad. So, now the mother has lost a father and son. I'm sorry, a husband and son. Correct myself. I said father and son. Ooh, it's not cool. Period. Oh. People need to stop traveling down there. The water is not made for us. That water is not for you. Okay? You don't know what's down there. Stop it. But of course, you're not going to listen to me. You're going to do it because some reason it just tickles your brain. Tickle that brain. Let me go down there in the water. Not me. No, sir. Not at all. So another hot topic that was interesting is Vegas. Vegas is known for its lights, Elvis, and a host of other things, right? But the biggest thing that's going on in Vegas, we got alien ships landing up in there. Let me tell you something. Government can't keep denying it. They're going to find ways. Before that video was released, they had the whistleblower. They're going to try to bury this as much as they can. You cannot. It is aliens out there. Something's going on, man. I said it before, when you got the Marines, Space Marines, whatever, that's proof right there, bro. You know, some shit is going to happen to them. I don't know what it's going to be, but, you know, we're going to have some visitors. Question is, how are we going to go about doing it? I know America or whoever did some foul shit. You know? So, if y'all coming, just know that I don't want to be enslaved. I don't want to die of a horrible death. I got my whole life ahead of me. You know? But if you need help, aliens, I will help you. As long as you give me what I need, I got you, bro. But I don't want y'all to kill me and take me apart and put me back together. You know, put me back together. I have, who knows, have a head of a fucking moose or something. They do some foul shit to me. You know? Don't do that. Don't, please don't do that. Do not do that. Do not. Now, movies this summer. Probably the first summer in a while that we actually enjoy movies. Now, of course, everybody has their opinion. It was bad movies. It was crappy movies. Flash was a good movie. To me, it wasn't. It didn't bore me. It was okay. It wasn't something. I mean, it was okay. It wasn't horrible. No, I mean, plus we don't know what direction you're gonna go. Was it gonna be Michael Keaton? Well, it's not gonna be Michael Keaton because he's dead. Oops, spoiler. Yeah. For them to, I feel bad that the movie bombed like that, but. It is what it is. Transformers Beast Wars. Beast Wars? I forgot. Whatever the fuck it was. That Transformer, I forgot. I don't know how to call it. I mean, I never had a chance to really go back and review the movie in my head, but now I'm trying. I'm thinking of the. It was kind of disappointing. Only thing that kind of made up for the disappointment is the ending of it, the G.I. Joe part. But could have did a better job in Unicron, as they did this, like, Marvel fucked up the Galactus thing years ago. So we'll see what the next one is going to be about. Fast and the Furious. 10. Fast 10. Pretty good. That was pretty, like, you was on the only thing that just pisses me off about those movies. And when they did maybe the first two wasn't, they did normal stunts. Why is it that Vin Diesel drops his car out of a damn helicopter and the car drops and the car is in good enough condition to drive? Okay? Why is he able to drive his car down a dam? And still able to drive down a fucking dam. I don't give a shit how good of a driver you are, but I'm gonna leave it alone because it was the drama and the cliffhanger setting it up for the last and final installment. Because I'm glad they finally get rid of it. Because then hopefully Vin Diesel can go ahead and start working on the Miami Vice reboot. I hope that's not dead in the water. Well, put his attention towards that because he has his own studio company that's, I think, works with NBC as a part of NBC affiliated, so that'll be good. Very good. Very good, good. And of course, you know, we have coming up the NFL season, but before I talk about that, I'll talk about the Oakland A's. Now, as you know, we all know the A's are mostly moving to Vegas. I'm a big Oakland fan ever since the days of McGuire, Canseco, Henderson, those teams. Should have won like 4 World Series back to back. For those who don't know, that team was a nice team back in the day. So the mayor recently met with a commissioner Sunday in Seattle. And the commissioner is so crooked. Man, Fred, you're a crooked guy, man. For you to sit up here and say that you had no proposal for that team for a stadium for Oakland. And yeah, I like the mayor of Oakland. She had receipts. She showed it. okay? And now all the owners are going to vote on if the team is going to be leaving or not. So the fate of the Oakland Athletics comes down to all 32 owners in Major League Baseball. I think they should stay. I think this is a whole thing put together by the commissioner. Could be a bluff he created too. Either way, they say this is the problem. You say that Vegas is not a good market. No, it's not about the market. It's about the money. It's money. It's money out there. People's going to see it. I mean, you're going to make more money out there in Vegas. You're going to do it. The Raiders are successful. So why not the A's? They're going to be successful. So we'll see if they vote on it or not. The A's can stay. I hope they stay open. And John Fisher, you the worstest owner in baseball. You are horrible, man. Okay, I'm not from Oakland. I never set foot in it. But you suck, dogs. You don't even go to your team's games. You don't give two shits about that team. You don't. You're horrible, man. Sell the team, bro. Please, sell that damn team. But you're not. You're not at all. So, yeah, that's how it goes there in Oakland. How it goes. Wow. So, yeah, another thing here in the city of New York. So, yeah. So, I'm just like y'all. I'm not no big celebrity yet because, it's challenging. Like, so I work like everybody else, okay? So, they passed a bill for food service workers. The guys who deliver food make about $7 an hour. Now, that's not really a full-time gig for me. I do it sometimes, but it sounded sweet. For you to sit up here and say, okay, $17.96 an hour, minimum wage, you get paid by the hour, put in your tips, etc. Great situation. For Uber, DoorDash, and Grubhub to sue the city of New York to stop this from happening is totally foul. Not cool at all, bro. Not. All right? These are big corporations. It's not right, man. I mean, come on. Especially Uber. You have car service. You make money. Your world, these are big companies. And again, you're going to lose this one. You're going to lose. You think, come on, man. What can you do? What do you think? This is New York, man. You're not going to threaten to pull out of New York. Too much money here. You're not going to do that, man. So, people don't get what they want. And it really is foul. It really is a foul situation that you can't get paid the way you should. That's New York for you. That really is. Really is. Another thing, what do y'all think about that? Canadian smoke now coming down, wildfire smoke. Now, everybody sits up there and wants to say, oh, it's this and that. Everybody has a conspiracy. It smells like burnt bacon. Like burnt bacon. The air, I never seen, when I woke up one day and I seen that air looking like, the sky and the air looking like, it looked like out of Flash Gordon. For my old heads out there, you remember how Flash Gordon, was, right? Like, oh shit, Armageddon is here. I wasn't high, but shit, it was a sight to see. Like, interesting, boy, for that to happen. So, I don't got nothing to say. I mean, Canada was burning, maybe? I mean, what can you do? It is what it is. It is what it is. Me personally, I'll always like to give you my personal life, just give you, because I'm just like you. I base this show on who I am and what I'm, what I do. I always talk for you. I tell you what it is. Am I dating? Yeah, I'm dating somebody. I mean, yeah, I'm dating. Trying to rekindle the last situation before that didn't work out. You know, and to me, dating is comical. This time around, this girl, we both like each other. You know, she's just as nuts. You know, how she went about meeting me was cuckoo. But I sometimes crazy. Well, she's crazy good in a good way. I like that. I like that. So hopefully things work out. But what I don't understand, because, you know, I'm not somebody, I like to weigh out my options. I'll have a backup plan just in case it don't work out. So somebody I was talking to, you know, and I'm sorry, even though you're in a bad situation, I'll tell you straight up, don't take it the wrong way. I hope you learn from it. You're a bloody fucking idiot. Okay? You like thug men. You just sit up there, drop everything, and ran to this man all the way to Vegas. Here we go with Vegas again. Okay? Come to find out what he really was. I'm not going to put that out there. Ladies, before you jump off a cliff. Okay, matter of fact, fuck that. Okay, let me tell you something. The tattoos, the fronts, all that shit that you see. Let me tell you something. 9 times out of 10, those men ain't going to treat you good. No, they don't. And see, it's men like me, and I'm not a fan of Russell Wilson. The Russell Wilson, he may be corny, you know, maybe he's a jerk, but what I see out of Russell Wilson, that's a good man, family man. That's why Sierra dropped Future. You don't want the negativity around. You want a man who's being a man who cares. Come on, the man sits up there and goes to hospitals for kids. No athlete really does that. Russell Wilson, you're a good dude. I don't like you. You know, part of the reason why I don't like you, Russell Wilson, is because you beat my 49ers a lot. And you basically are, what else? Yeah, you're just too nice on the football field. You're a nice guy. You don't get emotional. You don't be like, come on, let's fucking go. When you do that interception in the Super Bowl, you didn't even get pissed. You didn't hear you on, see you on the field say, fuck, fuck. Just took that out. So, yeah. That thug shit, that bad boy shit needs to stop. Okay? Now, I believe, so I don't want to get myself in trouble. You know, when you get to a certain level, my preference is dating somebody who's educated. Yeah, somebody has a degree, because somebody who's educated is doing something, they will understand where you're coming from. So you build with them. I know my cousin, his wife is college educated. You know, give a shout out to my cousin Dwayne Jordan, his beautiful wife and kids. You know, all right. Also give a shout out to my man Mitchell. Wow, I forgot your name, Brian. Down at Rockefeller, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, yeah, I'm switching gears kind of fast, right? That means I'm running out of steam with the show. But I'm so happy to be back on, and I'm sorry I left y'all, but this is a new way. I'm also, if you want to see my show, see what I look like, or you know what I look like with the picture, but get more of a feel, I'm also on YouTube live also. The Bison Clark Show live. Yes, on YouTube right now as we speak. Alright, so you can look me up on there. You can subscribe to my YouTube channel. You can see all of this. Alright, again, I'm the great Bison Clark. And remember, live well and prosper. Love, peace, and soul. And good night, people.